This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome, my mom says. Please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Hello, everybody. I just want to take a few minutes while I'm walking to talk about Gotham, the Fox television show Gotham. I'm sure you're aware of it. You know, I've watched both seasons completely all the way through, and the difference from the first season to the second season to me has been a night and day, and I'm curious if you guys agree with that. The first season was pretty good. I feel like it got better as it went on. There were things I didn't like about it, things I did like about it, and it just always felt good enough. I think the second season was so much better, and the reason I say that is because they kind of just said screw it and went balls to the wall with all kinds of wacky villains, and they really embraced the comic book villain story arc, and they call it the Rise of the Villains, the Wrath of the Villains, and they really focused on that. Whereas last year it was a lot of organized crime. There was the a lot of it had to do with the Penguin being building up and becoming a player in Gotham, but a lot of it had to do with Jada Pinkett, whatever the hell her name is, and her Fish Mooney character. And the show got so much better when they killed Fish Mooney off. Now, if you're not caught up and you don't want to be spoiled, stop listening. Thank you for downloading. Goodbye. But if you are caught up, you know that Fish Mooney returned. And she likes to talk slow like this. Make me a grilled cheese sandwich. No, that's not me making fun of her. That's literally what she said on the television show. It seems like she's going to be back for season 3 and a major part of the storyline. But they did at least give her some wacky powers. And who doesn't love wacky powers? The thing I liked about the show was it had its moments where it was a procedural cop show. That was mostly the first season. And this year it was basically cops taking on, you know, crazy villains with the backstory of who killed Thomas and Martha Wayne and young Bruce Wayne kind of not giving up on that and finding the truth. And he sort of found the truth, but it led to a kind of what's next, who's behind the curtains. And if you read the New 52 version of Batman with Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, then you know who those weird people with the masks are. But if you didn't read that, then I'm not going to spoil that for you because they didn't actually use the term. But I'm sure you could look it up and find out right away. I think that was really cool that they brought that in, kind of another big bad, who runs that. And I think, because I read some of the New 52 Batman, if I remember correctly, it talked about a certain character. Look, I'm going to spoil it if you watch the TV show. It talked about Bruce Wayne having a brother. And the end of this season, the last shot was someone who looked an awful lot like young Bruce Wayne with long hair, hanging out with all the villains. I assume that's his brother. I don't think it's a clone. I assume that's the long-lost brother, or I forget exactly how the story ended with in the Batman comic book. So don't quote me on this, but I thought that was a nice hook and a nice way to go out. You know, all these villains have been released. Jim Gordon's basically said, look, I'm out of here. Goodbye. Which obviously isn't going to last very long. I just want to commend just the entire show for not not kind of kowtowing to network television and just kind of going with the craziness that is the Batman world, the Batman villain world, and the whole stuff with the Riddler, Edward Nygma, kind of descending into madness, into full villainy, I thought was awesome. The Penguin becoming kind of good and then descending back into madness, I thought was great. It was like you find yourself rooting for him. I liked Michael Chiklis. I don't remember him dying. I don't know if he's dead, but it might be done with the show. Just overall, I wanted to talk about it. I know it ended a couple days ago, so I'm a little late getting this out. I was just a little late. And look, this is a nice short episode. There's not much really else for me to say, except I'm looking forward to season 3. I'm really happy with what DC has been doing with their television shows. And what more can I say? Now, one thing I want to talk about before I go. Today's May 26th, so next Wednesday is June 1st. And that starts my third year in a row of doing Fans Not Experts Movie Month. Hashtag FNE Movie Month. If you look that up on Twitter, or if you look it up on Facebook, you'll see that for the last 2 years, in June, I've watched 30 movies that I've never seen before, one movie a day, and I put up a blog post about it. And I'm going to try to do 30 podcast episodes this year in 30 days. I don't think I'm going to fully be able to do it due to some vacation things that I have going on, but I will hit 30 posts up in 30 days without a doubt, no matter what. And I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days without a doubt, no matter what. And there's going to be another episode kind of before June 1st where I talk about a little more in depth of what to expect and what the past was, in case you've never seen it. I started it out just for me. It really is just for me. You know, I don't get a lot of people watching, listening to the podcast. I don't get a lot of people checking out the blog. But for me, it's kind of a fun little exercise, and it really allows me to catch up on a ton of movies that I haven't seen. I mean, even in the theaters this year, I've seen one movie, and that's Batman Superman. Then before that, it was Star Wars Episode 7. So I don't see a lot of movies. I don't see a lot of movies in the theaters. And coming up in June, I see a bunch of movies, and I'm pretty excited about it. So check that out over at fans.experts.com, and you can check me out on Twitter at Geek Mentality. And that is all. Thank you for listening, and please continue to watch Gotham, because it's a fun, good show. Fans Not Experts.